Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is a fun one from Chris. He sent me a whole smattering of fun facts, and one of them was that a gallon of gasoline contains about 31,000 calories.
Oh.
I had never thought of it in that way, but it is quantifiable in calories. So I was curious about more. So here are some things to compare that with. So if a person was a car and could actually burn this.
Yes.
What would that be like? So here's, I love comparisons so very much. It brings me great joy. Riding a bicycle at 15 miles per hour burns about 0.049 calories per pound per minute. And that's kind of my sweet spot, 15 miles an hour. I like that speed. Mm. So if I was 175 pounds, I would burn 515 calories in an hour, which is about 34 calories per mile.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got our 31,000 calories of gas. So if we could process gas, then we could ride about 912 miles on a gallon of gas.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You could drive like halfway across the United. Well, let's see. It's 3,000 miles. A third of the way across the United States on a gallon of gas.
Yes. Whereas a normal car gets about 30 miles per gallon.
Wow.
So people are much more efficient. There's reasons for this. The weight of a car is much larger, and the car travels much faster than we do. So let's say, what if you're a Tour de France rider? The Tour de France riders ride about 25 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
So 100 calories per mile versus the 34 calories per mile. So they need triple the number of calories to do that pace and ride those mountains. If they were in a 100-mile race, they would consume about 8,000 to 10,000 calories for that race. So the Tour de France racer would only get about 300 miles per gallon.
I guess I've never thought of something like gasoline as calories, but if you're just doing that math of to burn this X happens, that's what a calorie is.
Huh. Now, Brain Junk would like to tell you, do not drink gasoline. You are not a car.
Yeah, don't do that.
You cannot process it. It is poison to you.
Yes, thank you.
Also, I'm about to tell you how many calories are in a gallon of vegetable oil.
Ooh.
Do not drink a gallon of vegetable oil. Your body cannot process that much. Please. But it is about the same. It's 31,744 calories for a gallon of vegetable oil.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That is just, oh my goodness. So I was curious, like, okay, I started to think about biker foods. What if we mathed out, like, how far can you ride on a gallon of Gatorade? It's about 896 calories.
Oh, that's more than I thought it would
be. Yeah. So a Tour de France rider could ride about 10 miles on that. banana is about 3,200 calories for a gallon of banana.
Ugh.
Can you imagine a gallon of banana?
No.
No, thank you. So a Tour de France rider could pull 100-mile race on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, because a gallon of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches would be about 12,800 calories.
Okay, except I'm imagining, because when you say a gallon of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, I'm not imagining a whole bunch of them stacked up. I'm imagining like a giant mayonnaise jar just full of sandwiches smushed in there. I don't like that.
I don't either.
At all.
Texturally, I have some problems with that.
Me too.
Oh, that would be so dense. That's my fun, weird foray into statistics.
Wow.
Like if people could burn gas. And then,
which we can't.
No, we cannot. Do not do that. And then what if?
I love that. I love that kind of whack. Is this useful? No, but it's super interesting.
It makes you think of things in a different way.
Except I can imagine my husband, who is all about efficiency with hiking, going, a gallon of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And then I'd be eating sandwiches with a spoon for like 3 days. And I don't like anything about that.
That is the most delicious thing I've ever had on a ride, is the peanut butter and jelly sandwich at the top of a hot hill. And I don't even care that it's a little mashed, but I don't think I could eat it gallon style.
Yeah, no, let's not do that. You can find us as Brain Junk Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, or you can hunt us down on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.